This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The 19th G20 summit got underway at the Museum of Modern Art in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this evening, with focus on fight against hunger, poverty and inequality. Several world leaders and representatives of international organizations are participating in various sessions and deliberating on the priority areas of this year's declaration. The theme of G20 summit this year is Building a Just and Sustainable World. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant as G20 Brazil summit as it was in the summit held in Delhi last year. He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development, and youth power. Prime Minister Modi extended India's support for Brazil's initiative for a global alliance against hunger and poverty. The Prime Minister stressed that countries of the Global South are most adversely impacted by the food, fuel, and fertilizer crisis caused by global conflicts. He pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the Global South are kept in mind. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was received by Brazilian President Lula da Silva at the venue. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi interacted with several world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Later tonight, Prime Minister is scheduled to hold more bilateral meetings. Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Nigeria. In the final leg, he will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the security situation in Manipur. Sources said the centre is dispatching an additional 50 companies of Central Armed Police Forces CAPF to the state. The Home Minister had reviewed the security situation in Manipur in a meeting with senior officials yesterday as well. Our correspondent reports that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra ended this evening. Voting for second phase of assembly polls on 38 seats in Jharkhand and single phase polling for all 288 seats in Maharashtra will be held on Wednesday. Top leaders of major political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters on the final day of electioneering. The Supreme Court today asked the governments of Delhi and adjoining states to immediately set up teams to enforce restrictions under Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to address worsening pollution levels in the National Capital Region. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey asked the governments of Delhi and NCR to take an immediate call on stopping physical classes up to Class 12. Multiple media outlets report that US President Joe Biden has allowed Ukraine to use made-in-America weapons to strike up deep into Russia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.